This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, one of the shows that over the last little while has gathered a huge listenership, and I'm really pleased to have Chicks Talking Footy in, because this show actually breaks completely new ground. I love it. It's actually, you know, with women in football, who would have thought a few years ago that it would get the traction, the attendance at matches, the popularity that it's got. And to have a show like this, that Chicks Talking Footy, and that's what it's called, on Joy. On
talking as well. It's not talking, they're talking.
Talking.
Yeah, Chicks Talking Footy.
So, Bree and Fiona, welcome, Chicks.
Great to be here. Yeah, that was a big build-up.
Not only are they Chicks, they're also Tigers.
No, not all of us.
No.
Not again. Just me.
Bree's a Tiger, I'm a Hawk, and we have a Bomber, we had a Docker, a Crow, and that's it.
Well, I'm actually the lover of a Tiger.
Oh, the lover of a tiger.
Yeah. Do you ride the tiger, Tess?
You're well and
truly. I certainly do.
well and truly on the tiger.
It's getting very personal, mate.
We had a couple of weeks ago, we had Peter Gordon in, and of course, Betty was completely
beside herself. Did she come in to do admin when that was
going
on?
Oh, yeah.
No. She does photographs.
Yeah.
She's the official photographer, which means that she not only gets to take photos, she actually gets to see, talk, smell people.
Yeah.
Go the Logies.
Exactly.
Do all sorts of things.
So tell us about how the show started.
Well, I put in a proposal for our show about 2.5 years ago, nearly 3 years ago. And the reason I did that is because I was going to the football with a lot of girls, and some of them had boyfriends that didn't follow the football. So they were actually going to the football because they love it, not just tagging along. And I thought, there's a lot of us actually out there that genuinely love the football. And I think there's a lot of women that do follow the football and have for a very long time. So I wanted to start the show, and for a year I was part of the sports show talking AFL, but then I pushed the proposal again because I also saw that the AFL was about to do a Pride game, and I thought, I want us to own that space. So, and then put the word out through the Joy networks and gathered a team of girls that all follow different teams and follow the football and very passionate. We've become, you know, best friends, really. We spend a lot of time together now. And I think the timing of when the show launched was actually significant, because in that year, you know, the AFLW was announced and the AFL did a Pride game for the first time, and there's now a lot of LGBTI supporter groups alongside the clubs. I think 16 out of the 18 clubs have LGBTI supporter groups.
The Tigers?
The Tigers, Golden Tigers.
Golden Tigers.
Yeah, that's right.
We're joining that, babe.
Yeah, you can find them. They've got their own social media pages, so you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. Yep.
And Lover of Tigers can go along to that too.
Yep.
So I started the Hawks Pride group recently as well, so really involved in that space. Mm. But, I think the timing of when our shows happen has been very significant, and it has been exciting to see it really take off.
Now, Tennille, do you follow a team?
No, I'm from Queensland.
Well, see, I actually don't either, and I did commit.
Well, neither do I, actually.
We're in a room full of
agnostics.
I did commit to Peter Gordon that I would join Footscray next year.
Okay, and the Bulldogs Pride?
Yeah.
So, do you know, when I was a kid, Macca, because I grew up in Footscray, we used to cycle all the way to what's now called the Ted Whitten Oval.
Yeah.
We'd get the bolt clippers out and cut the wire fence.
You were a ratback.
We'd chain our bikes to the fence, of course, you know, bolt cut the fence, climb underneath and watch the game. And then we discovered that I think it was half-time or three-quarter time.
You can
get in for free.
Yeah.
And it was in the days when it was standing room only. Yeah. So there were no chairs.
Yeah.
I think maybe the posh people had chairs.
Some people miss those days.
I used to love it. I used to love standing around in slush. You know, it was raining, it was wet. And because I was always taller than everybody else, I could go and buy beer and do sort of bets on the tote. So my mate Greg used to give me the sort of the formula. I'd go and place the bets, and then I'd go to the pub and buy a couple of cans of beer, and we'd sit around watching the footy. This is at sort of 12,
years old.
12
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
The next thing you'd be telling is you had sex before you were 18.
16. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Anyway.
So 100
best
today.
But I never really followed football. In fact, to be really honest with you, I don't know that I even still really know the rules.
Sounds like you followed the beer.
Yeah. No, I like the party.
I don't
like
understand the
atmospherics.
It's a great community.
It is an amazing atmosphere when you're at a live game.
I love the atmospherics, yeah.
And I used to have to go to a lot of live games with a previous job and entertain clients, and we'd go to the AFL or the soccer, and I can honestly, I went to like, you know, a dozen live soccer matches. I've never seen a goal scored.
Wow.
Because I've been too busy chatting. But with AFL, I have absolutely seen goals scored.
Yeah.
The only thing that I get frustrated with is because I'm from Queensland, I grew up on NRL. So when I watch AFL, I'm like, just catch the ball. Like, just catch the ball. Like, can you not?
Yeah, I'm the same.
It drives me mental.
No, we call it marking the ball, not catching.
I know. Well, there you go. You know more than you
Sorry,
think.
You're listening to Dick's talking.
So, there's plenty of shows that are called Dick's talking.
Oh, yeah. One of them's on Channel 9. One of them's on Channel 9.
Certainly that's the theme.
So how do the – I want to ask you, we're going to go to a break, but we're coming back after that. How do the AFL really, how do you think they really feel about the WAFL? I know it caught them by surprise, the popularity at the start.
The AFLW.
The AFLW. Yeah. And how do the AFL feel about the AFL, of course. But do you think they are really committed to it? Because the women players not being paid much, and there's a lot more money coming through the gate.
Mm.
You know, is it to pay damages claim for AFL staffers, or, you know, what's the money used for?
Well, the games weren't charged. There was no charge to go to games.
Wasn't there?
I think the AFLW has caught.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's caught the AFL by surprise.
Yeah.
Because originally they scheduled it at Olympic
caught
Park.
Caught them with their pants down. For
yeah,
change.
Totally did. And originally their first game was scheduled at Olympic Park, which seats 8,000 people. They realised that wasn't going to fit everybody, so they moved it to Icon Park, which seats 24,000 people, and even then they had to lock people out of that first game. So, and that game had 1 million viewers on TV.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It and then there was a lot of people following the whole season. So it has caught them by surprise. So I think they're now scrambling for strategy.
They didn't even
behind
have a broadcast agreement in place, did they?
In fact, they gave it away for free.
For
2 years.
So.
I think they're now in the background strategizing. I think they can see the dollar signs for it, and some of those girls have become national household names overnight. And the women's football is actually genuinely really exciting to watch.
Yeah,
surprise, surprise.
And during the season this year, it was really interesting for me to watch going into pubs on Saturdays and Sundays, the number of guys requesting for the women's game to be on.
Yeah.
And watching the reruns of the women's game, it was actually really, really exciting just to see people genuinely engage in games that were closer in score lines as well, which is always so much more
exciting.
Much
more dynamic game, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the exciting thing for our community is, you know, the best and fairest player, Erin Phillips, is a lesbian mum of twins.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Kissed her wife at the Best and Fairest Awards.
So many queer people in the, what do you call it, a league?
So the women are leading the way in that space.
Now, Betty has messaged in.
What does Betty say?
Betty says, Chicks Talking Footy is the number one show on Joy 94.9. There you go.
She's your number one fan.
She's your number one ticket holder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never stand between Betty and a football.
Well, Betty and a bulldog,
Betty,
she's a bulldog supporter and she's a great supporter of our show.
Yeah. She is. Now, Tennille wants to... you were going to ask about the Pride match.
So you guys went up to Sydney a little while ago for the second Pride game between Sydney and the Saints. How did that go?
It was amazing. So there was six of us that went. So there's me, Fee, Bree, Beck, Danae and Moddy and Rachel. And we were given a commentary box in the SCG.
In like the brand new wing of the comedy.
Yeah, there's
the
a
media.
Brand new stand in the SCG.
Stand.
Yeah. And we did a 4-hour broadcast that was live from there. The SCG was painted in rainbow and the players all wore rainbow socks and guernseys and the umpires waved rainbow flags. But the significant things that happened during that time was the CEO of Sydney came out in support of marriage equality, as did Matt Finnis, the CEO of St Kilda Football Club. And we interviewed a lot of the players, coaches, people from Get Up and all over the space over that four-hour block, which you can listen to the podcast on joy.org.au.
All of the podcasts.
All of the podcasts.
The dozens of them.
There was quite a number of them, but some really interesting interviews. So.
And another couple of significant things were Sydney and St Kilda. Well, Sydney launched their Diversity Action Plan, which is and they circulated that document to us, which is a terrific document, putting in place some real actions and timelines and accountability for issues that affect our community as well. And a lot of input into that document was done by the Rainbow Swans, which is their LGBTI supporter group at the Sydney Swans, as well as that St Kilda launched their, I think it was called their Lessons Learned document of what they learned in the 12 months since the first Pride game, which was held in Melbourne. So I think the AFL is committed to this game and rotating it between Melbourne, like the cities of Melbourne, with St Kilda hosting and Sydney having.
So it's really grown from being a sort of like a regional thing to now being
national.
National and front and centre of a national sort of league, really.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the first regional Pride game was only 4 years ago.
Yeah,
that's right.
So,
it's grown very quickly.
Something that Jason Bull initiated at Yarra Glen Football Club, and then within a year or two, it's now part of the AFL.
And it's probably worth noting the work that Jason has done and continues to do. I mean, I know we did talk about it a lot, but he really works tirelessly in sport to get that message out.
We've had Jason here a few times, and delightful young man.
He kicked the gate open.
He did. That's a great way to describe it.
And he didn't have to. And that's the thing that's interesting about people like Jason is they don't have to. I mean, him coming out was already a massive thing for the sport and for our community. But to continue that work with his dad as well is amazing.
Jason for PM, I say.
we've talked a fair bit about all the activity that goes with the football. What I'm really interested in is why are you engaged in football? What do you love about AFL football or football, really?
I think a lot of us were connected with football as young children. So, my personal connection with football was we used to go to the football every week with mum and dad, and we used to rotate going to see Richmond play versus Essendon play at Windy Hill, and you just grow up with the game and
or is it the activity of socialising with your family?
I think it's both.
Yeah, definitely both.
I mean, I used to, 10 years old, go down to games with friends, and then we'd collect aluminium cans at half time, cash them in for 75 cents a kilo with a bit of sand added.
And, should have given you some of my beer cans back then.
Yeah, that's right. And then get our money for the game the next week. So it was just something we loved doing.
Yeah, every weekend.
It was part of our weekend.
So it is really a social thing.
It is
about social connectivity. It's about engaging with family and being with your friends and your mates, and it's an excuse to really get together.
It's an emotional investment. I'm very invested in my club. I'm very invested in the game, and, it gives a lot of joy to me, and I'm sure it does to a lot of people.
Because it's not just going to the game, is it? I mean, the thing I noticed moving down from Queensland to Melbourne is everyone bloody talks about football as well. So the game's on. We watched it. We watched the rerun. Do we need to talk about it? Yeah. But it is. It's this thing you keep talking about.
It's part of the fabric of, Melbourne, especially being in Victoria.
But, as an agnostic, for a long time I felt inadequate about not being able to talk about football because I don't really know the rules.
Just keep it moving.
And I'd go to work functions or I'd go to networking gigs or whatever it might be, and people would be sitting around talking about the weekend's footy matches. Well, I had no idea, And for a long time, I was quite embarrassed about that. And then I decided. Well, just be who you are, I'm not really interested.
Yeah.
And that sort of cut the conversation dry. There was nothing else to talk about.
That's a hard thing to say, though, in Melbourne. I don't have a team. It's like, you need a team. Here's all the reasons you should go for my team.
My mum was born in WA and she moved to Melbourne as a 17-year-old, and her friends flat out said to her, you can't live in this city without following a football team. So she adopted Richmond, who were on the bottom at the time, And that's how her love of Richmond began.
She loves a wooden spoon.
Yeah, she set you up for heartache for
yeah,
life.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to say, I do enjoy the social aspects of football. And because I now get to go a lot with my partner and family, I've learnt some of the rules.
That's the Tiger ride.
That's right.
Whoa.
And I've learned some of the rules, some of the culture, and I can see how it becomes a bit of a draw card and you can have fun with it. And it's the fun element that's important to me. The game itself, you know, it's just a bunch of blokes chasing a ball on the paddock, isn't it?
And women.
And women, of course.
And women,
of course.
Ah. Yeah.
Of course.
Which
of
is
course.
So significant, isn't it? I mean, because I know that you're a mum as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so being able to sort of have those role models available now regardless of gender is pretty amazing.
Do you think we'll get mixed matches?
Oh, how cool would that be?
I don't know. Because it is a different dynamic. The way women play and the way men play.
We play mixed in like when they're younger though, don't they?
Yeah, the Oz Kick clinics, they will mix them. But
I don't reckon the blokes can handle it.
I agree.
Yeah, that's right. No. They'll get so intimidated.
So when you say different dynamic, what can you explore that a bit more?
Well, I think the women's game seems to be a bit more about strategy and...
It's more technical. Yeah, that's my observation.
Yeah, it's a bit more technical.
There's an adjustment in rules for the women's game as well. But I wanted to add... to the significance point, a lot of women or girls did play football growing up and were told that they had to stop because they were getting too old to be able to play with the boys. So it's significant that they have their own pathways now. They have access to elite coaches. They're elite athletes.
Yep.
You know, we can't lose sight of that. They're not just picking up a game. They're elite athletes who have come from different disciplines. So I think that dynamic as well forges into their uniqueness for their own competition.
I love the game. It's exciting. Yeah. You know, watching the marks and the quick scrabbles for goal and all of that sort
That's
of thing.
That's catching
it's
test.
Exciting.
Catching.
Marking the ball. Yeah.
I really enjoyed all the social media from looking at all of my friends. So during the women's season, you know, my whole feed all weekend was just, you know, this person's at this game, this person's at that game. It was actually really exciting. And I actually started going, maybe I should be going to the football.
It's funny you say that because when we go to the football, you switch on Facebook and all of a sudden you discover a whole lot of your friends are at the MCG as well or whatever, whichever stadium you're at. And then there's a bit of banter between the lot of us. And that's a bit of fun too, especially if you're actually winning.
Now winning is fun.
we have to go, but I want to.
Oh, that's gone quickly.
It has.
Well, we talk for a whole hour every week.
That's right.
when do you do that?
Yeah. Oh, funny that you ask. We're on Wednesday 8 p.m. every week, and we also podcast our show, so it's usually up by the Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Great to have you in. Love what you do. I think it's great for the game. Great for the station. Great for women and men.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.